This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours. The main news is up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now on with the 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Cornelius Mwetwa criticizes some Zambians and opposition for ignoring UPND achievements. Government clears 50% of Euro tankers for youth cooperatives. In global news, EU and US agreed trade deal with 15% tariffs for European exports to America. Good morning. With the main news, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. UPND spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says some Zambians and opposition political leaders have been blinded by bitterness and failed to appreciate the tangible realities of President Hakainde Hichilema's positive results. Mr. Mwetwa adds that opposition figures are engaging in political comedy by ignoring a host of political achievements recorded since the UPND came into office in 2021. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwetwa has highlighted several policy successes, including the rollout of free education, expanded university meal allowances and bursary coverage, full payment of long overdue retirement benefits, and the successful turnaround of the mining and textile sectors. Mr. Mwetwa has further highlighted progress in debt restructuring, easing of the cost of living following sustained policy measures, while efforts to diversify agriculture and energy have begun to yield tangible alternatives to mining revenue. He has challenged critics to present viable policy alternatives rather than resorting to unfounded criticism, emphasizing that combined focus on these outcomes will reinforce national progress.
Bitterness has blinded them to see the realities of the moment. Firstly, when we talk about Kenya, we are talking about ethics of success in the implementation of the electoral commitments that were made during the campaign ahead of 2021 presidential and general election. The president is delivering. You are saying that the children are not sitting on the floor, they are sitting on desks because of expanded CDS. You remind them those things, then they will stop their political comedy, which is destitute of alternative policies to critique the current governmental policies of President Hakainde Hichilema.
Youth and Sports Minister Elvis Nkandu has disclosed that government has successfully cleared 50% of the 100 fuel tankers it procured and distributed to youth cooperatives as part of the empowerment program. Mr. Nkandu is, however, disappointed with extreme poor payment rate, which stands at a mere 5-10%. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nkandu has proposed that the first 50 cleared fuel tankers will be handed over to deserving youth, but was quick to state that government will continue pushing for repayment. Meanwhile, Mr. Nkandu has castigated the oil marketing companies for being selfish by not fulfilling the obligations regarding repayment of funds after a portion of fuel tankers were entrusted with them. Is appealing to OMCs that benefited from the program to quickly pay back government, stressing the need for accountability and sustainability in the program.
When they are getting this money from government, they come running. Paying back, they come crawling. This is something that we need to understand, and also as citizens, we need to work together so that there is that mindset change, that credibility is compromised when you don't pay back. So those that are getting money from government, we have a lot of young people who want even to get money from CEC. We have a lot of young people that we've given out money to. Are they paying back? Look at the recovery rate, it's about 5%, 10%. When you are holding on to that money, you are holding also those that would want to come and also benefit. They can't come and benefit because you are holding on to that money.
Infrastructure and Urban Development Minister Charles Melopi has attributed the delay in completing student hostels at the University of Zambia, Palamana University and other higher learning institutions by the end of this year to limited financial resources. Despite government allocation being insufficient to address accommodation shortfall, Mr. Melopi expects significant progress in the second quarter of 2025 through a public-private partnership PPP model. Mr. Melopi explains to Phoenix News that existing government allocations are insufficient to address accommodation shortfall that has grown over decades as the student population have expanded beyond original campus capacities. He has, however, indicated that once concessional agreements are finalized within 1 week, developers will be required to commence work immediately. During a tour of construction projects for students' hostels at the University of Zambia, Ridgeway Campus and Palabana University on April 9th this year, President Hakainde Hichilema directed Education Minister Douglas Siakalima to ensure construction of student hostels are completed by December this year.
Decent accommodation shortfall in our special education colleges, universities is a legacy issue. We are also looking at that. So the challenge is, yes, there's accommodation issues, but number two, there are financial issues. And that is why we have created an enhanced position of the public-private partnerships. We are right now at the PPP Council. We're discussing with some potential concessionaires who come in the two units at the University of Zambia. We hope that within the next 1 week, those discussions will finish and then pressure will be put on this concessionaire. So we are looking at all these sectors where we have benefit for our young people that we must continue to have not only decent education, but decent accommodation whilst undergoing their studies.
The National Food and Nutrition Commission, NFNC, says it has secured a budget circular to ensure that all sectors that budget for nutrition prioritize reducing stunting and other forms of malnutrition. According to NFNC Deputy Executive Director Matthews Mhuru, the Commission is working with government departments, the private sector, and civil society to develop effective policies and strategies to address malnutrition. Mr. Mhuru tells Phoenix News that the Commission aims to reduce stunting levels in Zambia from 32% to 15% by 2030 and recognizes that achieving this requires collaboration with various government departments and stakeholders. He notes that despite the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2023-2024 drought experienced in Zambia, slowing government's interventions, it has rolled out plans to reduce stunting, including promotion of drought-resistant plants and delivering of food to affected communities. Current statistics from the World Food Programme indicate that 32% of children in Zambia are stunted.
The Commission has managed to work, you know, with the support of the Vice President's office to secure a budget circular to ensure that all sectors that have to budget for nutrition have budgets that are speaking to all of government's directives in terms of stunting reduction, but also reduction of other forms of malnutrition as well. So malnutrition is a multi-sectoral issue, so we are moving together with other government departments just to deal with this problem.
In global news, the United States and European Union have reached a trade deal framework, ending a months-long standoff between two of the world's biggest economic partners. After make-or-break negotiations between President Donald Trump and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Scotland, the pair agreed a U.S. tariff on all U.S. goods of 15%. That is half the 30% import tax rate Trump had threatened to implement starting on Friday. He said the 27-member bloc would open its markets to exports with 0% tariffs on certain products. We wanted BBC for other world stories.
The United States aid chief says initial reports indicate that more than 100 truckloads of supplies were collected for delivery to Gaza on Sunday after Israel eased some restrictions. But Tom Fletcher said vast amounts of aid were needed. Google has admitted its earthquake warning system failed to alert people when two huge quakes hit Turkey in 2023, killing more than 55,000. After days of